Hello, hitchhikers, all you people out there on Spaceship Earth. This is the Earthship. We're going for a little journey around the universe tonight. We're going to do a review and just take a look at some things that we've done since this show started. Kind of got a theme for tonight. We're going to sit back and we're going to listen to some music that has a message just for you out there. A lot of times the artists have something they want to say, and hopefully you want to hear that message. So that's what we're going to do for you tonight. We're just going to do a little review, no particular order. These are definitely not our favorites or anything like that. They're just people with a message. Well, a couple of them might be favorites. But yeah, we're just going to roll through those and let you guys listen to a little bit of everything tonight. So we're taking a journey all over the place. Tonight I have with me Miss Tammy Melhaff.
Hi, Roy.
Hi.
It's good to be here.
How are you doing tonight?
Thank you for having me here, first of all, and it's good to be here, and I'm anxious for this journey.
Yep, and we have Britt with us as a guest tonight. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you ladies here. So what do you look for? I mean, we all have different music we like, we love for a lot of different reasons, and then there's the music that just speaks to us. What do you guys think about that? What speaks to you two ladies?
You want to go ahead first?
I'm one of those. It just depends on the day and the mood. I'm one of those that, like I said, depending, I'll find those songs that makes me feel like I'm being filled up from the inside out and I'm bursting. And then I just can't wait to share it with everybody. I do enjoy a song with a message, but I also just enjoy something that the beat and the feeling of the song just overwhelms me.
Do you ever have those moments when you hear a song and it's from your past and it's such a strong message when you hear it that all the emotions come rushing back?
Yes.
Don't you feel those?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I get a lot of that. I don't have one particular genre that I can say that is my absolute favorite. I pick things from here and there. There's not a lot that I avoid in music. One of the things that I listen to a lot is music from the 80s. Of course, that's my generation. So I listen to a lot of 80s, and it's amazing what will come back to you. Just by the simple idea of a song, you know, songs that take you back to a time when, oh, you know, you broke up with your first significant other, or oh, this is the song that I was listening to the day that this happened, or this is the song that I was listening to. But music is so powerful. I use music to heal. So like you, it's for me, it's all about the mood in the day. If I'm feeling particularly anxious or something, I have a whole list of music that I listen to. If I'm feeling like I need to get a little bit up, there's a whole other playlist I listen to. But I can't say I really hate anything. And I think that all musicians, all artists really have a voice. And it's something that should be respected, because that's a difficult thing to do, to express yourself so openly and freely like that.
It definitely is. It definitely is. And one of our first artists that we're going to listen to tonight was former guest on the show. Of course, all of these were guests on the show. And that's Miss Danielle Agnew. And actually a close personal friend of two of us here, and I'm telling you myself. And we've spent a lot of years with her and the development of her music and where she's gone. And we kind of know the backstory behind everything that she's done musically. And this first song that we're going to listen to, it's called Drive and Drive. Yeah. And this is definitely something that it carries me along. And I think if you've ever been in any kind of a relationship whatsoever, this is going to speak to you a bit.
Oh, definitely.
So, yeah, I have our engineer, the navigator over here for the flight, Sean, he's going to be queuing up the music for us. So drive us a little bit there with Drive and Drive, Danielle Agnew.
All right.
There is a sound to my discontent. Last I heard, it's where my hope went. And I go to that place where only the shadows recognize my face, recognize my face. taste what I've left behind. Mountains of spirit and a piece of my mind. Where the wind would lick my soul and prop me up till I was whole. Till I was whole. Drive and drive till the break of day. I know if I can just get away, I won't lose my mind this time. Drive and drive through the dead of night. I'm not at all crossing that state line, but it saved my life this time, this time.
Get in my car, I'll drive real far. I ain't coming back.
There is a smell when a spirit breaks, and the city of angels is all it takes to peel the dreams from a warm, warm heart and fill up the gutters with the tender part, with the tender part. Drive and drive till the break of day. I know if I can just get away, I won't lose my mind this time. A trap that's called the mind, and it'll ensnare you every single time. It will paint your sense of self on a big city mural in the middle of hell, and claim you're doing. Save my life. Yes.
Wow.
That is a voice that you just want to crawl up into, and I'm biased, but that's a voice you want to crawl up into and just nestle. You know, she, like I said, she is one of my best friends, but even if she weren't, I would say that is probably one of the best songs I have ever heard. And it is, I'm like, was bamboozled by you when you said you were going to open with that, because I'm like, oh my God, that is my favorite song ever. It just speaks to me about, you know, I first heard that song when I was going through kind of an identity crisis myself and trying to figure out, wow, there's been so many changes in my life. What is all this? What is going on? And that lyric, there's a trap that's called the mind, and it'll snare you every single time. Ironically, I was studying Buddhism at the time that this song came out. So that was like, whoa, okay, I get that. It is just an immensely powerful lyric. I mean, that type of introspection is on a whole different level than what I think is normal in regular music.
Yeah, I'm always at a loss, and there's always something new I pick up in that. And, you know, for the time in life when I discovered that song, and ironically, Danielle would not tell you that's one of her better songs. Mm-hmm. She's always pretty amazed that people like mm-hmm. that song so well. You know, and there's the part
every time I hear it.
Yeah, there's the part in there of, you know, finding your heart in the gutter.
Uh-huh.
It's spilling out into the gutter and, you know, going to someplace new and trying new things. And there's a little personal story behind this whole song for me, too. I'd like to hear, Britt, hearing that the first time, what did it create for you?
That I have heard that song.
You have heard it?
The thing is, I love how down-to-earth her songs are. We've all been in that place. It's like a passionate desperation. We've been there where you've got to do something, you know? It's an amazing song. And I've always liked that about her, that she can, it doesn't matter how raw she's being, it's brought to you in like this soft sort of way that you feel like, okay, relax, listen, you know,
embrace.
Love and embrace. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So great.
Yeah, it's very embracing. Yeah. I grew very passionate about that song. You know, when Danielle wasn't listening or anything, I would listen to that song. We spent a month and a half together a couple of years ago on the road, her and I, doing shows all over the country, setting up mm-hmm. events and concerts and everything. Mm-hmm. And both of us were on the verge of losing our relationships, and we both knew it, and neither one of us wanted to admit it.
Sure.
And that just had such a touching thing for me. Mm-hmm. And each time that she would play somewhere, I would make sure that she sang that song, and I actually got her to sing it with piano one night in a theater, in a very small theater, the Carriage House Theater in Sheridan, Wyoming. And she sang this song while playing the piano.
Oh,
and it was very amazing. I wished I could have had it recorded. It was amazing. She, that was her last song she sang. And then if you ever get the chance to hear it, people, and you see Danielle Agnew performing live somewhere, one thing that will just make your hair stand up on end and grab you by the spine and give you a yank and your whole soul will jolt is to hear her sing Amazing Grace. It's a small theater that only seats 100 people. There were 85 seats filled, mm-hmm. and I looked around, and including myself, there was not a dry eye in the audience.
Oh, yeah.
There was not.
You know, there's something about her singing Amazing Grace that is absolutely transcendent, and I don't think that she's singing. I think whatever vibration she has tapped into at that moment is coming through her,
yeah.
and she's just the vessel for that.
I'm going to do some shameless self-promotion here and kind of tell people to go back through our shows. We're going to listen to an artist here in a little bit later on in the show tonight, Magic City Music Group. And the girl with Magic City Music Group, I listened to her sing here, and her roots are, you know, she does hip-hop with it, and they do some rap. But when I got to listening to her sing, I heard this R&B, and right away I'm like, you sang in a church? And she's like, yeah, my sisters, my mom, my whole family did. And I got her to sing Amazing Grace for us mm-hmm. here live in the studio.
Oh.
And it's a whole different feeling, and every bit is touching. Hers comes the other direction from the ground.
Uh-huh.
It comes up.
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing. And that's another person that sings it just amazingly, yeah, is that, you know, young girl.
Even the lyrics of Amazing Grace. I mean, I really think Amazing Grace transcends religion. It transcends spirituality. It's just plugged into the big electron, if you will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ray, you look like you had something to say over there.
No, hurry.
And then I butted in so rudely.
I always do that. I wait for my turn. <You know?
laughs> Well, if I get too talkative over here, just feel free to.
No, well, you were talking about, like, you know, a higher vibration. What I love about Danielle's voice is I always feel that there's a vibration coming through, which mm-hmm. I think is that calming effect, and that's why mm-hmm. that you're able to sit there and just really embrace what she's saying. Mm-hmm. That's something I've really admired about the way she's
so there's we could sit here and talk about just this one song all night long, and that thing, you know, and that's back with what we're looking at is the theme. You know, when people have a message, it's mm-hmm. not necessarily the words, it's not necessarily the music. There's something else that can come out in that message mm-hmm. as well. Absolutely. That emotional side that comes out that really doesn't have a whole lot to do with the words or the music or anything else, mm-hmm. that energy that comes out. We're going to turn 180 degrees, actually 360 degrees. We're going to go clear around the bend, the loop, and look at the backside of things now. You know, we had an individual on the show here one night, Mr. Tony DeLisio from Mechanism out in the Northwest. And listening to metal music for me has been like learning how to drink scotch. And the Pendleton girls are going to like this for me. They're going to thank me for this. Thank you, Mindy. I appreciate it. But Pendleton scotch is wonderful. For me, learning how to listen to metal is like learning how to drink scotch, a very fine scotch. And it wasn't something that I just slammed down my throat right away and I could swallow.
Right. I have no problem with any genre whatsoever.
I don't.
But
I don't
heavy metal for me, as somebody with anxiety, I have to take it in very, very small doses.
Well, we're gonna give you a small dose of some metal here, and I found out that there's about a dozen different subgenres of metal. Mm-hmm. And this metal here kind of takes me more back to what I called heavy metal back in the 70s. You know, when heavy metal was, I mean, Led Zeppelin was considered heavy metal, Ozzy mm-hmm. Osbourne, Black Sabbath, people like that were all heavy metal. This isn't quite that far back as far as metal, but it's metal. This is Mechanism, and the song we're going to listen to definitely has a message. It's Dear God. Well, that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. No mincing around the words there, right?
I kind of felt like at the beginning we were watching previews for a horror film. The music on it. Yeah.
I think Tony would be very pleased with that comment.
I loved it, but I expected somebody to say, you know, next summer.
Yeah. In a village far from normal men.
Hank Williams plays the Virgin Slayer.
There's a man with a cart full of toys drawn by horses, and he's coming for you.
I think this needs to be Slayer
Death.
No, I loved that song.
Hey, it's the Inquisition. It's the Inquisition. I don't even know what to say.
We are going from Mel Brooks to Monty Python and everywhere in between with this song, yeah, aren't we?
And in all honesty, in interviewing Tony and talking to him about that, because he's pissed off.
Yeah.
He's tired of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything from the Inquisition to, you know, the Roman Wars to... You name it, all mm-hmm. kinds of stuff. The People's mm-hmm. Revolt, the 9/11 stuff, mm-hmm. all of it has mm-hmm. to do with somebody's God.
Mm-hmm. Whether that God be the actual God or money or what have you. I mean, we look at God as, I think to me, God is not just like some gentleman sitting on a golden throne up on a cloud, smiting people at will because he's got nothing better to do all day. But, you know, God can be whatever it is that you worship, be it God, the universe, money, objects, materials.
I'm going to see you in hell and we'll party with Ozzy for that last comment.
I know. I know. I'm sorry. I was just raised a poor little Catholic girl and now I'm going straight to hell.
Step up and repent, young lady. Yeah. Get down on your knees and repent your sins.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You're giving me city council flashbacks. Stop.
Mentally, I'm backing out of the room right now.
There it is. We should have played this before city council when we went.
No doubt, huh? Well, you know, I'll just tell you something. That song, for me, having never heard it before, I'm just going to tell you the first thing that went through my mind is all the times I have been angry and pissed off at the universe for whatever slight injustices I feel it has committed against me because I'm me, you know, and because the universe for some reason was mad at me and decided to kick me in the ass one day, you know. I immediately go back to some of the hardest times of my life when I'm literally or figuratively down on my knees going, what? I'm not going to say that word. I told myself I wouldn't be a potty mouth tonight. But, you know...
We have no FCC guidelines, so just fuck it. Go for
okay,
it.
Okay, fine. Well, for my family who's listening, I'm sorry. What the fuck? That's what I would say to people. You know, and I would say that to the universe. So it's like at times when I'd lost a job or... When my mother died, when my mother was diagnosed with metastatic cancer, when all of these bad things were happening and you get so pissed off and angry at the world. And so sometimes I have to avoid songs like that. But if I want to relish in the anger for a little bit and feel it, oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. That's what metal's good for.
That is what it's good for. Well, absolutely. we're gonna turn a whole nother direction here because being in part of the country we're in, folk music is definitely a part of the landscape absolutely. Around here. And this next one here, this is actually a good friend of mine from down Wyoming, the Reverend Damian Trujillo. And he started out with a band actually doing some metal. Now he's doing something else. And I'm going to throw it in the folk category, but it's really not. But if you're a parent out there, listen to this. And you're going to get it. I ain't going to change.
I wake up early in the morning. I get my kids ready for school. I put some food in the microwave. They say, Dad, you're so cool. Put their coats on and head them out the door. Hey kids, have a nice day at school. I stand back and I take a look around. of all the things we say and do, yeah. Oh no, I don't want to change. 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 I stayed out all night long, playing cards with my friends. Yes, it's a long way back home. Gotta take the midnight train once again. I get home early in the morning. I send my kids off to school. I lay down until the noontime. I gotta get up and rolling once again. Oh no, I don't wanna change. 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 Pick my guitar up in the afternoon. I play some notes to soothe my soul. I say a little prayer every day now. I end my prayers with a cup of joe. I sing a little song about the bottle that kept me hanging on. 'Cause Lord knows I need to change now. 'Cause what I do is all so wrong. Have a dead-end job, but hey, at least I'm getting paid. I just might quit this one for another, and quit that one too anyway. Oh no, I don't wanna change. No, I don't wanna change. No, I don't want to change. No, I don't want to change. Whoa, 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 yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Does it get much simpler than that, folks?
I want that guy to come to my house and sing me to sleep every night. That is just an absolutely beautiful song.
You know, for the right price, he would. No. Actually, if you want to catch him every night and do just exactly that, you can get on streetjelly.com. Follow him on there. It's a live street performance network, and he sets up cameras and everything, and you can sit there and listen to him play and practice and donate tokens. You can buy tokens and donate if you like his music and everything, and
he
gets a little bit of money for playing, too.
Oh, good for him. He deserves a lot more money. Yeah. For playing. He's awesome.
No, so, you know, I'm expecting, and I'm in on this with my amazing friend Jason. He's my partner in crime on this whole thing. And he has a little girl. And when I get emotional, he tells me what it's like to be a parent and the unconditional love and whatnot. But I feel like that song was just the simple way that Jason tries to put it to me.
Yeah, you know? I'll have to get you a copy of that so you can play for Jason.
Oh, I was just thinking that. I have to send him that song.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great one. It's a great one. Yeah. Well, so we can keep within our time constraint here. We did personal issues. We talked about God. We got into the family. Now we're going to get political, people, here. We're going to step right up on a soapbox, and we're going to get a beautiful, beautiful German lady by the name of Julia Harms with Ben Silver, and she's going to do some good old Euro trash punk in regards to the former Mr. President Bush. We'll be right back. And we played the Homeland Security NSA free version of that. Just so you know, the last line is not hate the president, it's kill in the original version. But there are some concerns out there about things, given the current police state of this wonderful nation of free people. Did I say that right?
I don't know. Nobody's come storming in yet, arresting us.
They're so sitting outside. They watch us every night.
Well,
and they
of
listen.
Course.
They listen to all our shows.
Of course.
Of course they do. Just because of songs like that.
And well,
the things,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and the things we say and do.
Uh-huh.
Now they're watching you.
Of course.
Are you
Hello.
Listening out there, people?
Hello.
If you're listening to this show out there, people, they've already tracked your IP address. They know you are listening. The NSA is now watching you because of that song, because they know what the original words were.
And since the NSA knows what I'm thinking anyway, there are not enough words in the vocabulary to express how much I hate that man.
So everybody wear tinfoil on your head. That way they don't know what you're thinking.
Exactly.
That's my nightly routine.
Yeah,
go home and put the tinfoil hat on.
Go home and put the tinfoil hat on. So, yeah, I think we know what the message is there. Definitely a little bit sick and tired of the president's, the system, mm-hmm. everything else. Julia's got some specific words on that I won't repeat.
Mm-hmm.
But keep along with kind of political, kind of religious, kind of whoever's in charge. One of our local bands here, Enrapture. We're going to move over to them and listen to something a little bit more ambient, a little bit electronic here. And we're going to listen to Kill the King on this one. Are we ready for that?
We are ready.
We are ready. You're being awful quiet over there tonight. What do you think about all this?
I love it.
You love it? I love it, too. We all love it.
Yeah.
Don't you want to love it, too?
I'm a lover, she's a lover, he's a lover, you're a lover. Wouldn't you like to
kill it? Kill the king.
We'll be right back.
a good concerto.
I am wowed. I mean, not one of us was sitting still. It was just like you just kind of want to get up and dance, and yeah.
You know, and that's the nice thing about their music and talking with them, having them here in the studio, and the name of their group, Enrapture. And, you know, we talked about what that meant, being in rapture and being embraced and totally having something wrapped around you. And so what you just said is probably one of the greatest compliments they could get.
Yeah.
You know, nobody in the room, I mean, nobody was even paying attention, but nobody was sitting still.
It's stimulating.
Yeah.
It's immediately stimulating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I mean, even if you weren't completely tuned into it, you knew it was there.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely had that presence in the room.
I was kind of turned on.
Well, yeah. That goes without saying.
Who wasn't?
I haven't had a cigarette in a very long time, and all of a sudden I feel the need to have one.
Yeah. Do you smoke after sex? I don't know. I haven't looked down there lately.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, this conversation hit a new low.
Like I said, stimulating. Wow.
No, I'm not going to go there. I'm fighting it back. I'm fighting it back.
Roy.
I'm going to hurt myself if I hold this back.
You yourself said we are under no FCC restrictions. So fuck it. Just say it.
No, I'm not going to go there.
Roy's going to be a good boy tonight.
I'm going to be a good boy. I'm not going to talk about any kind of stimulation,
internal
or external. Attention,
write this day down on your calendar. Roy said he was going to be a good boy. Write it down on your calendar. Because it's never going
to happen. Something in my throat there. Sorry. I was fucking coughing again. God damn it. That bullshit stuck in my throat.
No, I know people that they cannot get into a song that doesn't have lyrics. You know, they need a singer. Mm-hmm. That is a great example of a song that will literally move you. And you don't have to have that singer. You don't have to have the lyrics going on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, moving forward with that kind of stuff, because, you know, you listen to something like that, and you're going to stay awake, you're going to keep going, you're going to do all kinds of things. Who needs meth? Just listen to something like that, and
right,
you'll keep
exactly.
going. So our next group here, our next artist up here, Magic City Music Group, they fall right into place with that. Sleep When I'm Dead. I don't have time for it now.
Asleep and I overslept. Gotta get to the next step, give it my best, yeah. It's like my own death threat. I got myself saying I'll sleep when I'm dead. While I was asleep and I overslept. Gotta get to the next step, give it my best, yeah. It's like my own death threat. I got myself saying I'll sleep when I'm dead, yeah. I ain't ever got time to waste. So just like the Concorde, I'ma be going at a supersonic pace. I'm staying up like a zombie in the night. And when you look in my face, I resemble a zombie in the eyes. Cause I'm always on the fucking grind. Always thinking about the next move like out of fucking time. I'm ready to come and show you what I do. And you know I'm ready to come and claim what is mine. I'ma cry now and sleep later. I'ma make sure to point and laugh at all these haters. I'ma cry now and sleep later. I'ma make sure to point and laugh at all these haters. Sleep when I'm dead, no sleep in the night. Too much work and I'm running out of time. Sleep when I'm dead, I got a screw loose in my mind. Can't stop now, I'm already running a little behind. Well, I was asleep and I overslept. Gotta get to the next step, give it my best, yeah. It's like my own death threat. I got myself saying I'll sleep when I'm dead. While I was asleep and I overslept. Gotta get to the next step, give it my best, yeah. It's like my own death threat. I got myself saying I'll sleep when I'm dead, yeah. I ain't dead yet, so no sleep. Some no bed, head no pillow, no sheets. That's some real shit that I be talking about. It's always up in the alert, there is no sleeping sound. Nocturnal, cause I'm always up at night. And what do I do when I don't sleep?
bleach, smoking fucking rhymes. Thinking staircase, thinking big steps. Thinking Colorado, Montana, either one. I'ma laugh now and laugh later. I'ma make sure to point and laugh at all these haters. I'ma laugh now and laugh later. I'ma make sure to point and laugh at all these haters. Sleep when I'm dead, no sleep in the night. Too much work and I'm running out of time. Sleep when I'm dead, I got a screw loose in my mind. Can't stop now, I'm already running a little behind.
Well, I was asleep and I overslept, slept. Gotta get to the next step, give it my best, yeah. It's like my own death threat, I got myself and I sleep when I'm dead, dead. Well, I was asleep and I overslept, slept. Gotta get to the next step, give it my best, yeah. It's like my own death threat, I got myself and I sleep when I'm dead, dead.
And I ain't dead yet. I'm gonna keep grinding. I'm gonna keep waking up early, keep hustling. You ain't stopping me. You know how to fucking do it. Hustle hard, hustle till you die. No matter what your hustle is.
Everybody's smiling.
Oh, yeah. It just kind of made me want to bebop around, you
oh,
know?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. How can you not with a little bump and grind like that going on? Oh.
I was sitting here going, okay, now maybe I could do the chest pop. You know, I'm like sitting here going, I want to belly dance to this.
The original twerking.
Exactly. But a lot classier.
So all you twerkers out there, get your shit together and go back to your roots. Do it right. Learn how to belly dance.
Amen,
that's
brother.
That's something erotic, exotic, and classy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How many people are actually in the Magic City Music Group?
Oh, God, that's a good question.
There's quite a few, isn't there?
Well, there's quite a few. There's a core of three people, but then there's mm-hmm. other people that come in and out of it all and stuff. And I want to give a shout out to Charles Denae there. Love your vocals in that, darling. I know you're listening tonight, mm-hmm. and I can't wait to hear more of them further on down the road and see what you do with that. Thank you.
Yeah. You were amazing. Okay, I don't know who you are. I don't know you. But you're amazing. You're really awesome.
She's the one that I got to sing Amazing Grace. Talk to her about roots and rhythm and blues and singing in the church with her sisters and everything. Yeah. And you know, that's weird that R&B and everything, if you watch that and listen to the interviews of all the great R&B singers and artists, whether they're male or female, it all comes from one place. It starts in the church. It starts with the family. It starts being together. And singing that style and progressing up for it. And it just, I love R&B.
Oh, yeah. R&B is so grounded. It's really, like you said, she was singing from the ground up.
Yes.
And R&B, because I think it has
roots.
That root.
It's roots.
Exactly.
It's the roots of the soul.
Yeah.
We were talking about Danielle earlier coming from above, R&B, and that stuff comes from below. It comes from the roots and comes up.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I think of R&B, I think back at, you know, my favorite classic, and some people consider R&B, some don't, Nina Simone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You know, I go clear back to that.
And oh, man.
It just that kind of R&B. And, you know, it really hasn't changed much since then. It really hasn't.
Mm. And if you think of somebody like Etta James or Simone.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nobody can sing at last like Etta James did.
You know, and even some of the newer people and some of the guys, one that pops to mind right now, and he kind of drifts in and out of R&B, Luther Vandross.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the Knees and Bows, people like that. You know, some of the not-so-well-known people that just do some great R&B stuff.
You know, I always loved Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah.
God. That man could send you places with his voice.
Oh, his album Sugar Shack?
Oh,
oh God, I love that. And the album cover was awesome, too.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye was something else.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, God, that takes me back in the days of, funk, listening to the Ohio Players and Marvin Gaye and early Commodores when they were doing funk before the 80s.
Yes. Yeah. Before Lionel Richie went and ruined it all.
Yeah. And Rick James.
I'm Rick James.
Sellouts. Sellouts. You guys suck. You heard it here. Yes.
Hello, is it me you're looking for? No. Go away.
No, it's not. Go shoot yourself in the fucking head and do us all a favor, because it's not you I'm looking for. Your face isn't on a fucking poster. It's not on a milk box. Don't bother me, you piece of shit. No talent. Industry sellout.
Wow.
Okay.
Obviously, Roy has an opinion about this.
I'm just quiet over here. So there is.
I haven't ranted in a long time.
There is a local woman, actually from Missoula, I believe. She's in the Whiskey House, and you'll see her just banging on her stand up bass. She's also, and she just screams. It's like a roots metal kind of bluegrassy band. Then she'll turn around and she'll play with, I think it's called Patty Hearst, and she'll play with that, and it's blues. Her voice just carries, and it's amazing, and she's just this phenomenal person, and you're just wowed by her.
I am patiently waiting right now for one of the artists I'm going to have on the show, and I'm not going to say who she is. She's from down south. She's in the process of cutting two albums right now, and one album is as a concert pianist and vocalist.
Wow.
And the other album is more along the lines of Lita Ford, and she's the lead guitarist.
You know, I think that's awesome.
And she's cutting both albums simultaneously. As soon as she gets ready and gets the tracks laid out, even before they're on the album, she's going to do her CD release here on the show. And so I'm just waiting for that. And I'm not going to say who it is until she's ready to be here.
Well, whoever that is, that's awesome.
It makes you wonder if people have that much talent, if they're sitting around just kind of bursting at the seams, you know? Like they have so much just like ready to just come out.
They have to create.
Did you see that squirrel? Shiny thing. Let me play this. Yeah.
I'm married to something like that. I get that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm jealous of people that have that. Like, you know, I'm creative, but I don't have that constant flow of ideas or things just working its way through me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you meet somebody like that, it's kind of like you get awestruck.
You're, I want how, to bottle
how does that work?
You.
Yeah.
She's watched me work for years. And, you know, it's really a fucking curse.
It can be.
Because it comes down to how do you turn that shit off?
Yeah.
How do you turn it off? You know, where's the wind down point? Well, this last one here comes back to me. This brings me back to my days when I first started driving out of 72 Chevelle SS. Me and my cousin ran around in it. They're like Dukes of Hazzard. He had blonde hair, I had brown hair. The doors didn't open on this thing. It was souped up, big block 402, screaming ass car in the back roads of Wyoming. When we weren't driving that, we had a 47 Ford truck belonging to my grandpa that I grew up camping out of the back of, and we drove it around. So this goes back to some of those days of listening to some good old-fashioned Southern rock and things like that. Some good friends of mine out of the Northwest, Sweet Kiss Mama, Jeff Hamill and the guys. We had them on the show a while back, and this song speaks to all of us, especially in this part of the country, not just out there. Son of a Mountain.
set hands, toes to heavens, I can make the winds die. We were strong, but you stole my brother. Soon comes the day when you will feel us rise mountain.
My way of saying it's my show, goddammit. And I grew up white trash in the mountains, and I came down from it, and I'm gonna end up wherever in the hell I want to end it because it's my show, okay? So anyway, well, that wraps up another episode of The Earthship. I'd like to thank the lovely ladies for being here. Britt, thank you. I appreciate having you here tonight.
I had a good time. Thank
yeah,
you.
It was fun. Tammy, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Roy. What a fun.
Yes, and our regular co-pilot, Mandy Castro. She'll be back next week with us, and I'm not going to tell you what's going on next week, but give me just a minute, and I'll tell you what's going on 2 weeks after that, and we're going to start pumping that one right now. If you want to know who is on the show tonight and you want to look at the music up more, we got Miss Danielle Agnew came up first to Drive and Drive. Then we had Mechanism with Dear God. They're out of the Northwest, actually a number one metal band in the Northwest. We had the Reverend Damian Trujillo with I Don't Want to Change. Then we had Julia Harms of Silver, my wonderful Euro trash punk rock girl. God, I love her. And she was singing President in Rapture with Kill the King, totally instrumental. Love that concerto going on there. Magic City Music Group, Sleep When I'm Dead. Yeah, it's a good time to do it. And last but not least, a little bit of Southern Rock for you. Sweet Kiss Mama, number one Southern Rock band on CD Baby right now. And worldwide for about the last 3 years. Son of a mountain. Look those guys up too. You can find them online just about anywhere. I'd like to thank our sponsors for the show. We got Yellowstone Valley Brewing. Keeps us going with some good, fine beer. Yellowstone, let's see, it's the Black Widow Stout tonight. And then we've got Yellowstone Cellars and Winery. You can catch us down there from time to time doing live recordings of their shows down there. They like to sponsor the program. Adventure Whitewater as well. Have some fun in the summer. And Legendary Tattoo and Art Gallery. Keep us covered in ink. In 2 weeks coming up, I'm going to announce this now. We're not going to tear you up. We're not going to fry you. Element A440. We're going to rip your face off in shreds. See you then on the airship.